B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, there was a terrifying moment for shoppers at a Tampa, Florida Walmart on Saturday. As the store was busy and filled with shoppers, a 37-year-old woman was arrested for allegedly crafting a homemade bomb while in Walmart.
Excuse me, where are your fuses?
Emily Stallard was with a child at the time, according to the deputies who were called to the scene by a quick-thinking security guard. He says he noticed something wasn't quite right. The woman was roaming the aisles for more than an hour.
What you doing there?
Her behavior was suspicious, and on top of that, she had her son with her. And as she was shopping, the security guard on duty began watching her closely, even alerting an officer that was in the store at the time. The two men were able to stop the mom just as she was about to light the wick of a candle built in a mason jar with nails and denatured alcohol.
Jeez.
In addition to charges of arson and child endangerment, she was also charged with resisting arrest after deputies say she spit on them while being loaded into the patrol car. So she was trying to light a bomb. That's
you know what? I don't think she's going to be allowed back.
No, probably not.
Imagine driving down the road, and in the vehicle next to you, you see a child holding up a sign seeking help. Drivers in Sacramento called police when they saw a sign being held up that read, "Help me, she's not my mom, help."
Was it a joke?
Yes!
Oh my God.
Multiple officers responded. The driver was pulled over. An investigation revealed the whole thing was a joke. The girl's mother said she had no idea what her daughter was doing while in the back seat.
How old was the daughter?
I don't know. They didn't indicate in the story.
She had to be a little bit older to do something like that.
Maybe a tween or something.
I used to do stuff like that all the time when I was a kid. We used to drive to Florida every year from here, from Philadelphia down to Orlando. And we would always hold up signs. And I would always joke with my brother, "She's not our mother." And I would make him pretend like we were hitchhiking and we'd just gotten somebody's car. And yeah, I would do that stuff all the time.
Wow, I did not know that. The girl's mother said she had no idea. No one was ticketed, but as you can imagine, police were pretty pissed off.
Absolutely.
Six units were out on this
call. In this day and age?
Yeah. CHP officials posted a photo of the sign on social media where it received thousands of comments.
They don't just look and laugh now.
No.
Call 911.
In department stores, when I go shopping with my mother, I'd take her to go shopping. I was in college at this time. I would go like to the security, and I'd ask them to say, "We have a lost young man here." And call her name, and I'd be there. I'd be there waiting for her. Mom.
Funny. All right. So listen, when they take your nail clippers at the airport through security, you might understand why now. A South Jersey woman, this is local, has been charged with murder after police say she stabbed a man multiple times with a nail clipper.
Police, with the file part of the nail clipper.
I don't know what she used on the clipper, but maybe police say Kathleen Ayala of Millville stabbed 35-year-old Axel Torres multiple times with a sharp object early Sunday morning. Officials said officers responded to calls of a stabbing victim. When they arrived at the scene, they found Torres unresponsive with a wound to his left leg. It must have hit his femoral artery.
It had to be. I was thinking the neck when you originally said this.
Torres was taken to the hospital in critical condition on Monday morning. He was pronounced dead at Cooper Hospital.
Wow. Dear God.
Police say that
you always laugh when you hear them, you know. When the nail clippers are on the list.
Police said that Ayala and Torres had gotten into a physical altercation inside their shared residence, and Torres left. Investigators say she chased him down and then stabbed him multiple times with the nail clipper. She is charged with murder and remanded to the Cumberland County Jail. Wow. All right, how about this? A man broke into the home of a woman that he was stalking, then stripped naked while the victim's husband held him at gunpoint. Deputy said around 3:15 a.m. Friday, they arrived at the victim's home and found Deron Randall naked in the living room with the resident holding him at gunpoint. Randall fought with deputies, so a taser was used on him, and he was bitten by a canine multiple times before he was taken into custody.
I checked it out, officer. She's circumcised.
Listen to this nut job. The victims, a married couple, said Randall began making inappropriate comments on the woman's social media accounts several years ago, and since then, she's blocked him, but 2 years ago, he had a stove delivered to the victim's house, and on Thursday, he tried twice to break into the victim's home. Deputy said during the most recent incident, the husband heard a sliding glass door break and confronted Randall with a shotgun.
So this guy had a stove delivered to them?
Yeah. The two men struggled, and the gun went off when the victim used it to hit Randall on the head. The man then grabbed a pistol and held Randall at gunpoint until authorities arrived. Randall stripped naked and repeatedly mumbled the woman's name while being held at gunpoint.
Oh, my God.
He's crazy. Randall stayed still after the victim fired a warning shot into the sofa. Deputies said they found Randall's bike nearby, as well as a bottle of soda chips and lotion near the master bedroom.
By the way, thank you for the stove.
Randall was arrested on charges of aggravated stalking, burglary with battery, lewd and lascivious conduct, and resisting with violence. So this guy had been on their case for years. He's just a stalker.
It's sad it had to get to this point.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then one last story. Let's end with this one. Neighbors say, this is in New Orleans, neighbors say that they've warned the city for months that someone could get hurt if a water leak creating massive holes in their street isn't fixed, and it finally happened. The close call came when a disabled woman in her 70s tipped over in her powered wheelchair, falling into this pothole filled with water. So she went... she went in it.
Oh, my God. Like on a jazzy scooter?
On a mobility scooter, yeah. Neighbors awoke to find her there and called 911. She needed the help of firefighters to get out of the hole and was treated by EMS. The day after the photo of the incident was posted online, contractors poured fresh tar but Beverly
over the hole.
Jackson, who lives just feet from the construction mess, says that the leak that prompted the digging in the first place hasn't been fixed. She received a $3,000 water bill in 2018 that she is still paying off.
Jeez.
Her visits to City Hall and the Sewage and Water Board haven't gotten anything fixed or filled, but this woman fell into it.
God.
That's how big it was.
Did you see the local footage, Preston? It was a couple days ago. It was an SUV driving down a street and...
sinkhole.
Boom, sinkhole.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
An Iowa yoga instructor allegedly pummeled a fellow moviegoer whose use of a phone during a showing of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was responsible for, quote, ruining the film for the accused assailant.
Aren't you supposed to be more serene if you're a yoga devotee?
I would think so. Police yesterday arrested Nicholas Glasgow on assault and criminal mischief charges in connection with an incident at an Iowa City multiplex. The Oscar-nominated film starring Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio had not even begun when Glasgow contacted theater staff and demanded they speak to the victim about his phone usage.
I'm going to kill you.
Workers recalled Glasgow telling them to take care of it or he would. At the conclusion of the film, Glasgow allegedly approached the victim and his friend and demanded they apologize for ruining the film for him.
I'm going to show you a new position called Dead Dick.
While the victim was seated and before he could react, Glasgow began punching him in the face, cops allege. Yeah.
Wow.
During the ensuing,
sounds like me.
During the ensuing fight, the victim ended up on the ground and Glasgow began kicking him. Mm. The victim, cops say, suffered a cut to his head, swelling, soreness, and redness to his face, and had his eyeglasses broken from the assault.
That was very uncomfortable.
The 6-foot, 230-pound Glasgow was identified by theater personnel as a regular who attends most Tuesday nights. In an online Q&A posted to the website of an Iowa Pilates studio, Glasgow described himself as fiercely loyal, flexible, freedom lover, and said he loved yoga due to the healing power.
How big is this dude?
He's 6 foot and 230 pounds. He's a chunky yogi.
He's definitely a mook. He doesn't do goat yoga. He does horse yoga.
In response to a question about his guilty pleasure, Glasgow answered movie theater gluttony. Mm-hmm. You know, I can understand you're pissed off, but
yeah.
You go back to the management and you have them
have him beat them up.
That's what they do. A 19-year-old woman who threw a chair off a downtown Toronto high-rise balcony over a busy highway last year is expected to learn her fate today. Marcella Zoya pleaded guilty to mischief endangering life in connection with the incident that was caught on camera and shared widely online. The video showed the woman launch a chair off the balcony over the traffic-heavy highway. She was on a high-rise apartment building. No injuries were reported in the incident, though. But following the mass circulation of video, investigators with the Toronto Police urged the woman to come forward and identify herself. She did. A few days later, following her guilty plea, her lawyer, Gregory Leslie, told reporters she was remorseful. Leslie told reporters that Zoya had been expelled from the dental hygiene program she was previously enrolled in and called it unfortunate but a hard lesson. Oh, and she also made a one-second cameo in Drake's music video last month, but they took her out of that because she threw a chair off of the...
We don't want chair throwers in our video.
This is sad, and it's a neglect story. The family of an 84-year-old man who died after a stay at a New Jersey nursing home filed a lawsuit against the facility, alleging he was a victim of negligence. Fred Pittman was a long-term care patient at Cumberland Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Staff, according to the suit, failed to allocate sufficient resources to adequately provide and otherwise exercise reasonable care for Pittman. The nursing home staff failed to prevent timely treat injuries, manage pain, comply with physical medications, all these things, dispense the medications. But among the allegations in the lawsuit is a claim that a staff member performed a simulated lap dance on Pittman to otherwise embarrass and humiliate him.
Mm. What kind of treatment is that?
That's, I don't know. That's the...
Is it like shock treatment?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. That's the full treatment. Pittman was transferred from the facility to the hospital for treatment, and he passed away, unfortunately. So they've got a lawsuit, but they were trying to do a lap dance on him. I thought that was odd.
I can't imagine Dr. Mike doing that.
One last... Oh, I love you. Yeah. One last story. A serial bank robber is prowling the Charlotte area, and federal investigators say he is unmissable due to his questionable fashion choices. In the two robberies, a man tried unsuccessfully to dress like a female, the FBI says. In the third case, nobody is sure what he was trying to pull off, though he looked like he had been likened to a Wookiee from Star Wars. The Bad Wig Bandit, as the FBI is calling him, has hit three banks.
Looking for a Pilates class.
In 3 weeks, and in each robbery, the suspect wore a different wig. Investigators say he struck on December 13th, January 8th, and then 5 hours later that day, he hit another one. The amount of money has been not been disclosed, but the FBI is looking for help identifying him. So far, the public is only sure of one thing. It ain't a woman. Social media had a good laugh over the case, including many who have likened the man's bold fashion choices to those of Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton.
Wow.
I saw the security camera footage, and it's just bad.
Bank robbers need to up their game, right?
It looks stupid. Yeah, they do need to up their game.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.